In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Angus Ketchot, extension entomologist for Mississippi State University. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
This year, our Delta region, we're experiencing plant bug numbers. As a whole, they're a lot higher than they've been in recent years. 2004 was the last year that was comparable to where we're at now. But we have a set of counties over next to the river along the Highway 82 corridor moving north that they are extremely high in. We got plots right in the middle of that area, research plots, and we're averaging anywhere from 30 to 50 per 100 sweeps, with the threshold being 15. And our square retention in some areas has dropped well below 50%. Now, again, that's kind of the exception. We do have some areas where the pressure just seems to be moderate, but there's about a 4 or 5 county area there that we're experiencing plant bug numbers that's as high as we've seen in a long, long time.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We have several classes of chemistry that we recommend. We got the neonicotinoids, we got organophosphates, and we got actually one carbamate that we recommend. So when we think about plant bug control and we think about chemistries, we really need to think about classes. And we also have a new chemistry from FMC, carbene. It's similar to a neonic, but it's kind of in its own class. So we have a few classes that we work through, and we try to recommend that growers rotate these chemistries out. We also try to recommend for them to save their organophosphates till we get into bloom, because we're beginning to see some trouble with resistance showing up to some of the most widely used organophosphates, especially acephates. So we got a few things in our tool chest, but to be honest, where we're at right now, we really need some more modes of action available to the Mid-South group to be able to control plant bugs, because what we're going to do is we're going to burn these chemistries up at a quick rate the way we're going.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Typically, what we recommend is try to keep somewhere around 80% square retention going into bloom. So we have a lot of cotton right now that's below 80% square retention. Most of the farmers are getting frustrated having to spray plant bugs every 5 to 7 days, and we have some cotton fields with 5 applications, and we haven't even really got started good yet. Usually we don't get hot and heavy on plant bugs till about the middle to the third week of July. So there is a lot of frustration out there among growers. You know, every time the bug man walks in the door, he's telling them to spray. But what they need to understand is it's very necessary when we're dealing with numbers as high as we are. For example, my own plots in Stoneville, we've made 3 applications, and our square sets dropped down to 35% this week. Pressure is there. I've been traveling the area, and it's not just a matter of somebody's trying to get you to spray. The numbers are there, and they're knocking fruit off the plant.